This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, August 21st, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Big Frog of Northwest Arkansas, offering full-color digital custom-printed T-shirts. This direct-to-garment printing allows for 24-hour turnaround on in-stock items, including koozies, tote bags, coasters, and more. Information is available at bigfrog.com/NWA.
Ahead on the program, the first days of the Deferred Action Initiative in Northwest Arkansas. That's the action launched by the White House earlier this year to stop deportation of undocumented young people.
And Governor Mike Beebe talks taxes, Medicare, and more with Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net.
First, a campaign to put before voters the issue of raising the state's severance tax has ended after the deadline for submitting additional signatures passed. According to TalkBusiness.net, the campaign's leader, Sheffield Nelson, says the effort ended a few weeks ago when he suspended the campaign. The initiative would have asked voters to increase the state's severance tax to a flat 7%. Of the initial round of petitions, nearly 70% of the collected signatures were declared invalid, meaning an additional 41,000 signatures were needed to have the issue put on the November ballot. Between 12,000 and 15,000 additional signatures were sent in after the campaign was suspended, but those signatures will not be sent to the Secretary of State's office for validation. Nelson says he hopes that he or someone else will revisit the issue in the future.
In other petition news, a group seeking to legalize alcohol sales in Madison County will once again have to seek signatures to get the measure on the November ballot. Madison County Clerk Farron Ledbetter says the petitions turned in by Keep the Money in Madison County did not contain enough signatures for the issue to appear before voters.
The petitions were turned in 10 days ago, and we actually got finished with the verification process this morning in my office. And so we have certified to that group that they are 175 signatures short of the 3,122 that was needed to qualify for the November election.
Robert Barton of Keep the Money in Madison County says the group is already working to get the additional signatures.
We have continued canvassing since then, just on the off chance that we might come up short. So we've gathered more signatures since we turned those in, and we're continuing to canvass for signatures even as we speak.
The group will have until August 30th to collect enough signatures and turn in additional petitions to the county clerk's office.
The number of people flying out of Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport declined during the month of July. According to thecitywire.com, July enplanements at XNA totaled just over 49,000, representing a decline of 5.9% over totals for July 2011. It marks the fifth consecutive month of declining enplanements at XNA. Following its open in 1999, the airport saw eight straight years of increases in departing passengers. But if the trend continues, it will mark two straight years of declines at the airport.
Some Fayetteville City employees could soon face the prospect of higher deductibles for their health insurance plans through the city. A proposed change to the city's health insurance plans will be presented for approval at tonight's city council meeting. Other than higher deductibles, a tiered pricing system has been suggested. Of the three tiers to be offered, smokers will pay the highest rate and regular plan holders will pay 5% less. Employees who earn wellness incentives will pay 5% less than the regular plan. Missy Loeffler, the city's director of human resources, says if no changes were made to the city's insurance plan, insurance rates would have gone up between 20 and 22%.
When an insurance company bids for an employer's insurance business, it's expecting a usage rate of between 82 and 84%, which means the employees would use about that much of the premium cost that they're paying, and the remaining 16 to 18% is the insurance company's profit to pay its staff, pay its light bill, and make a profit, right? Well, our utilization rate the first 4 months of 2012 was over 114%.
Loeffler says the city held health screenings earlier in the year and found that more than 70% of city employees were at risk for being overweight or obese. More than 62% were at risk for high blood pressure, 53% were at risk for bad cholesterol, and 14% were at risk for hypertension. Loeffler says one way employees can earn wellness points is by joining the City Employee Fitness Club, which 60 employees have already joined. She says the city is also starting a fitness board made up of city employees, and members of the board will decide what kind of activities will earn an employee wellness points, which will in turn lower their insurance rates. The Fayetteville City Council will meet at 6 o'clock tonight.
Students, faculty, and staff at the University of Arkansas started the fall semester classes yesterday. Some are perhaps wondering where to park, but a new parking lot has opened on campus. The Meadow Street lot is located beneath the new football practice field at the corner of Meadow and Razorback Road. No permit is required to park at the lot, as reserved faculty, staff, and metered parking spaces are available.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals had another rough night last night in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders won 6-1. The Naturals' only run came in the first inning. It is the fifth game in a row the Naturals have lost, and they've lost 7 out of the last 8 games. The Nats move on to Missouri tonight, taking on the Springfield Cardinals at 7 o'clock at Arvest Ballpark.
And by the way, this is the first time since the Naturals have moved to Northwest Arkansas they will not be in the Texas League playoffs.
Oh, sad.
They've been eliminated. Clear tonight, lows in the mid-60s across most of the listening area. Tomorrow, clear, highs in the lower to mid-90s. It's still summer. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 63 in Northwest Arkansas, low of 68 tomorrow night in the Arkansas River Valley.